Following this week's Phoenix mayoral runoff, Mayor-elect Kate Gallego addressed one of the challenges she believes her campaign faced.
We overcame doubters, rain. We overcame dark money and a lot of it.
The issue of dark money is also in the news thanks to legislation from State Senator Vince Leach, as State Attorney General Mark Brnovich must decide whether it's legal for voters to impose dark money bans in local campaigns. And with us now for a look at the issue of dark money in local elections is Josh Bender, an attorney with Osborne Maladon, a Valley law firm. Josh, how much does this argument bring into play city versus state?
Well, Steve, I think it's the kind of thing that cities ought to be able to handle on their own, both as a matter of policy and under our Constitution. The question from a legal perspective is whether it's a matter of statewide concern or local municipal concern. And the Arizona Supreme Court has looked at city control of elections. Tucson has a warrant system of elections and said, well, that's a matter of local concern. And it makes sense, right? It's how the locality elects the people that govern it. And I think probably how you require money to be disclosed relevant to those elections probably should fall within the same bucket.
Are there legal questions that would, even to, because a layperson, it does sound logical if these would fall into the same category. Are there certain designations that we know about Vince Leach's legislation or how things have gone in the past that maybe there is something that really does separate these things as far as what decisions cities can make as far as their elections are concerned?
You know, I think it is true that the definition of state versus local can be kind of squishy, right? Things can cross those boundaries. So I think it's hard to make a prediction about exactly what the courts will do, especially in areas of law that are kind of squishy. So maybe because it's not exactly the system for how you elect the local folks, it's the disclosing of money. Maybe that's a little bit different. It's not the argument I'd prefer to be making.
Certainly, based on how Tempe voters went, I know that there were many, many signatures for the outlaw dark money, but based on restrictions that have been put in place as far as language goes and as far as getting the number of signatures, didn't quite make it on November's ballot. Does there appear to be a movement generally based on what we've seen in Tempe and Phoenix and the fact that there was some support, quite a bit of support actually, to get the outlaw dark money proposition on the ballot? Does it feel like voters, citizens want more information?
I think they do for exactly the reasons you articulated. It makes sense. Voters don't have the time to learn about the ins and outs of every issue. And so they want to know when someone's telling them that a certain policy is bad for the environment, who's telling them that? Is it the Sierra Club? Is it Exxon? That matters to people. And they want to know who is paying money to, effectively support elected officials. So I think there is that momentum. We'll just see where it goes.
And do you see a difference between whether an organization, in state or out of state, that may have a name that may or may not actually relate to what they do, should that be potentially seen differently than if an individual gives a certain amount of money? Because I know the Outlaw Dark Money had certain restrictions on when we would need to know who is giving based on the amount of money. Does that make sense to you in terms of where the elections can really be impacted?
You know, I'm not sure it makes sense to do a split like that because you can have, the CEO of a company give a lot of money, or you can have an organization the CEO could create. And if you do a split, you might invite some gaming of the system. But I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Does Arizona have the ability to be on the cutting edge of this in terms of really moving forward?
Yeah. I think you're starting to get more disclosure requirements in some states, but those are very new. So we're starting to see some in California and New York and North Dakota. A couple other places. But yeah, I think Arizona can be early on, in part because, voters can go to the ballot in Arizona. And you can't do that, or you can't do that as much in other places. And so I think that allows for this kind of policy innovation that isn't present everywhere.
Should it concern people who support restrictions on dark money that the Attorney General is going to step in on this? I mean, is this something that could really have a chilling effect on this, depending on how he decides to come out with his opinion on this?
Well, I think it could have a chilling effect on local efforts, depending on how he comes out. But I don't think it would have an effect on statewide efforts, because really what he should be looking at is the conflict between the existing state statute and the Tempe ordinance. So if the state statute were changed, or if it were if the Outlaw Dirty Money constitutional initiative came into being, then his opinion wouldn't really affect that.
Josh Bender is an attorney with Osborne Maladon in Phoenix.